have another reading. This one is from John chapter 4, John's Gospel chapter 4. Then cometh, beginning to read at verse 5, then cometh Jesus to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then Jesus saith to the woman of Samaria, then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus saith unto her, go call thy husband, and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that saidst thou truly. Let's pray. Father, we just seek your face again, and we ask that you would speak in power, that you would move by your Spirit to give us revelation, to show us our need, that we might turn to you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. There's a woman here in this story, and she has a great thirst. She has a thirst in her heart. She has a desire, and she knows that she's got to have something that is going to satisfy her. And you know, we come into this world and we have a deep thirst in our hearts, a desire that must be quenched. It must be satisfied by something. And this is what we find with this woman, that she had a desire for something. She needed something. And she goes out in the middle of the day, and she goes out to a well with this great desire. And as she gets to this well, she finds that there is a man sitting there, and it's Jesus. And as she goes out with that desire, the man says to her, will you give me a drink? Now, this immediately struck her as something that was strange, because one, it was a man and he was speaking to her as a woman. But secondly, she was a Samaritan, and the Jews would not normally talk to Samaritans. And this immediately struck her as something that was strange. And as she had, as it were, in her heart, a desire for something different, a desire for something new, and she goes out and she goes to this well, as seeking that she might find, as it were, something to quench her thirst, she meets this man. She meets this man. And we may be in life and we may be seeking after something to quench our thirst. And as we go about seeking for this thing that is going to satisfy our heart, we may be looking all over the place for something that is going to help us in our place of need. And so this was the case with this woman, that she went out to a well seeking for something to quench her thirst. And so she meets with Jesus. But Jesus says to her, will you give me a drink? Will you give me a drink? And so she says, How is it that you, as a Jew, are asking of me, a Samaritan, a drink? And you don't know, Jesus replies to her and says, if you knew who it is that you're talking to, you'd ask of me. You'd ask of me, and I would give you the thing that would satisfy you. He said, I would give you that living water. And, you know, we go through life, and we have so many things that are going on that maybe we find confusing, and we have this desire in our hearts, we have a thirst in our hearts, and we may be seeking so many places to have that thirst satisfied. And we may seek to have that thirst satisfied in drink, or in drugs, or relationships, or in friendships. We might have try and satisfy it by studying, by earning money. And all these things we go about trying to find to satisfy our hearts. And the more we go and the more we seek after these things, the more we find that they never really satisfy our hearts. And that we never really get to the place where we need to be. And so it was in this position that this woman finds herself in, that she goes out and she meets Jesus. And so we find later in the story, she starts to discover that Jesus is the one who is going to meet her need. Now, when we talk about Jesus being the one who will meet our need, we start to see that as something that is strange. Because how can a man, Jesus, meet our need? This inner thirst that we have, how can Jesus as a man meet our need? We think it's strange, and so how we respond to this is we go and we seek after other things. We think Jesus cannot possibly meet our need, and so we go out and we're looking for something else to meet our need. And that's when we start to say, well, maybe smoking, maybe drinking, maybe a relationship with someone, maybe money. Maybe all these things, maybe a family, maybe these things will meet our need. And we have this great thirst in our hearts. And we say, how can Jesus meet our need? And this is what the woman here says. She says, sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well here is very deep. And from where will you get this living water? She says, how could you possibly help me? What have you got to offer me? And we may say the same of Jesus. What do you have that you can offer to me? You see, each of us has our own life in which we live. And we have our own concerns and we have our own situations. And for each one of us, our concerns and our situations are different. Some of us here may be at school. Some may be studying. Some may have families. Some may not have. And in our different situations, we may think of Jesus and say, how can you possibly help me in the place of my need? And something else seems far more likely to help us. Again, the drink and the drugs and the relationships and the family, other things that we're depending upon. And these seem to us far more likely to satisfy our need. And so it was with the woman in the story. She felt that other things were going to satisfy her need. And Jesus says to her, whoever drinks of this water, the water that was in the well, he says, will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I give will have inside of them a well springing up to everlasting life. In other words, Jesus is saying, you're still thinking of a natural thing. You're thinking of the physical water. But Jesus is saying, I'm speaking of something spiritual. I'm speaking of something that is really going to satisfy your heart. And he says that if you, in a sense, he means if you become a Christian, you will have his life inside you. He will have something so deep, you will have something so deeply inside you that will be like a well of life coming out, welling up, a fountain of life coming up from within you. And your previous desire to have your heart, your life satisfied with other things like smoking and drink and drugs and relationships and all these things, you'll realize that they're nothing and that they can never satisfy. But you've got this well of water, this well of life inside you springing up. unto everlasting life, he says. And that's what Jesus says. It's what is available to you. He says it to the woman. That's what I want to offer you. You see, this woman had been looking around for something to satisfy her. And yes, we see as she goes out to a well, a picture of what she is seeking after. There's a thirst in her heart and she's going out and she thinks, I must get water to satisfy my thirst. But inside of her, there's a deeper spiritual thirst that she's desperate, so desperate to have satisfied. And yet, you know, she's finding she's never getting it satisfied. The woman says, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. She says, I don't want to thirst. I don't want to be in this position where I'm never satisfied, where my heart is always thirsty. I want to have my thirst quenched. And Jesus says, well, go call your husband and come here. And she says, I don't have a husband. And Jesus said, now Jesus miraculously finds out, knows this piece of information about her. He says, you're right in saying that you do not have a husband. Because he says, you have had five husbands. And the man that you are now with is not your husband. It's another man. Five husbands. And then another man. You see, this woman, in her desire to have her thirst, her spiritual thirst, quenched, had gone through relationship after relationship, husband after husband, and got through five husbands and was on man number six, seeking that that would satisfy her heart. And I wonder for us today, what is it that we are seeking after to satisfy our hearts? Because there are perhaps a million things in the world that we could seek after to try and satisfy our hearts. But we could spend our whole lives seeking after them, and our heart will never be satisfied. And the reason is this, because we were created to have a relationship, a friendship with the one true living God. A God who loves us, a God who cares about us, and a God who sent his Son into the world to die on a cross to save us. And God says that only through Jesus Christ, only through believing in him, will our hearts ever be satisfied. And we may today dismiss Jesus and say, it's of no consequence to me. It's of no value to me. Jesus can never help me. He is irrelevant. He's a man in history. But you'll go through life and your heart will never be satisfied. But if you come to Jesus, recognizing what he did when he died on the cross for you, recognizing that God is the creator of the world, but that he came and died to save you. When you recognize that, you come into a relationship with God. And you find this thing that is so satisfying, something that you perhaps never dreamt would be so satisfying. A life where you know God. A life where you have a relationship with God. And suddenly you see all the things that you were seeking after count for absolutely nothing, whether they're drink or drugs or relationships. And you say, that was like foul water. It was like drinking foul water. But now to know that I have a relationship with God, I've got something that really satisfies me, a life that will never end. And Jesus said that when you become a Christian, you have this well of water within you, springing up to everlasting life. You see, the fact that you have the well within you means that you cannot go anywhere where it isn't, because it's inside of you. And wherever you go, if you've got the Spirit of God inside of you, then you've got that well constantly inside of you, springing up, welling up into everlasting life. And you say, well, I've got my difficulties, I'm on my own, maybe at school, and I find it difficult there, I don't like it at school or at college or whatever our situation is. Whether we're alone, whether we're with people, if we've got God inside of us, it is like a spring, a continual well of water, and it just bursts forth continually because it's inside of you and you can't, there's nowhere you can go where that well isn't. And so this is what God wants to do in the hearts of each one of us. And just as Jesus Christ was there about 2,000 years ago, and he was talking to this woman sitting at a well, and there was Jesus Christ in person, and he was talking to this woman at the well, and he was ministering to her, and he was helping her. And we find later in the story, she came to believe upon Jesus, and she found that her life was transformed, and she was able to go out and tell other people about Jesus, and their lives were transformed as a result of her word. But just as Jesus was so real there, speaking to that woman, Jesus is just as real here tonight and able to speak to your heart and able to speak into your life. And whatever the difficulties you are facing today, Jesus Christ can work in your heart and work in your life and deal with your sin in order that you might have his power within you. Now, there was something that needed dealing with in her life in order that she might come into a relationship with God. And that thing was her sin. You see, all these relationships, all these things that she was seeking after, they'd become, as it were, gods to her. Instead of the one true living God, they'd become gods to her. And in order for there to be this well of water within the woman, she had to turn to God and acknowledge her sin. And it's the same for each one of us. The moment we come to God and say, I acknowledge that there is sin in my heart, that these other things, these sins will never satisfy. But I believe that Jesus Christ is God and that he came into the world to save me, that he died on that cross in my place that my sins might be forgiven. And when we come to that place, we find all those things that we've ever done that were wrong are swept away. And we have that relationship with God. And those sins that were deep in our hearts are taken out, and we have this well of living water springing up. And you know, because it's a well of water, it's a fountain of water, it comes out of us and spreads to others, and others benefit from it. I wonder what you want to do with your life. How are you living your life? How do you want your future to be? Do you want your future to be one that is fulfilled? One that is full of life, a rich experience. Well, the only way that we will ever find that is through having this relationship with Jesus Christ. And this is why he came into the world. He came into the world that we might have his life within us, that we might not just be living some poor, low-level life where we think that things like drink and drugs and smoking are something that really satisfies, but where we find that real life is in Jesus Christ. And that is a life that will so satisfy us. And we can be assured that when we die, we will go to spend eternity with God. Let's just bow our heads. Hallelujah. Perhaps you're here tonight and you have particular problems in your life. You have particular issues. Things that you are having difficulty dealing with, they are like great monsters to you. They are things that are weighing you down, difficulties. They might be difficulties at school. They might be difficulties in relationships. They might be difficulties just in your personal life. But God is able to come and he is able to set us free from those things, even tonight, if we are willing to trust in him. This is an absolute thing that if we come to God believing in Jesus Christ, we can know forgiveness even tonight, and we can be set free from our sin. I wonder tonight, are you willing to trust Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins? If you are willing to turn to him tonight, you can just respond in your heart as we pray now. If you want deliverance from these things, deliverance from anything, God is able to set you free tonight, and you can have a new life, this new life welling up within you, a life that will transform you and your whole existence. Let us pray together. If you want to respond to that, just pray in your heart now that God would meet you in your need and yield your heart to God and say, come into the depth of my being and receive me as a sinner. Receive me with all my issues, with all my problems. I need forgiveness. I need you to change my heart. I need you to step in and solve my problems. Just speak to the Lord now.
Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you that just as you were alive and real then 2,000 years ago, that you are alive and you're real tonight, and you are able to minister to our deepest need wherever we stand before you, whether we've turned to you before or not, whether we are full of sin or think we are right. You are able to minister to us in the depth of our need. And we call upon you tonight that you would step in to our lives, step into our hearts to bring the solution that we need, that you would change our hearts and turn us into the people that we should be. Oh God, unless you step into our hearts, we can never be changed. We can never turn to you. But because you are a God of grace and a God of mercy, we thank you that even tonight we can trust you and ask you to come into our lives and to bring a change. And we thank you, oh God, that when you come into our lives, you do bring an extraordinary change. Lord, minister to us in our place of need. Cause us to turn to you and see that in you, Lord Jesus, all fullness dwells, and that we can have our hearts satisfied in you. We give you thanks for your mercy. We give you thanks for your message to us tonight. And we give you praise in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Well, we do thank the Lord for a powerful message tonight. We're going to close this meeting by singing hymn number 333 in the red hymn book. Number 333, what can wash away my stain? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. It's number 333, and we'll stand to sing it, please.